It's Monday, June 16th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a man suspected of shooting 2 state Democratic lawmakers was arrested late Sunday after authorities tracked him into an area with crops and woodlands in rural Minnesota, authorities said, in what they described as the largest manhunt in the state's history. The capture of 57-year-old Vance Luther Boltner ended a 2-day manhunt that left the community on edge following the killings of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. State prosecutors are charging Boltner with murder, authorities said. Additional federal charges may be forthcoming. The Democratic politicians were shot early Saturday morning in what Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called an act of targeted political violence. The shootings were the latest in a surge of violence against elected officials in the U.S. Authorities said the suspect had been spotted in the area before a large contingent of law enforcement officials descended on his location. He was armed, but crawled to the police and they took him into custody in a field in Green Isle, Minnesota, without any use of force. In other news, nations are eyeing the G7 summit in Canada this week as an opportunity to strike trade deals with President Trump, or at least build momentum to keep talking and ease tensions over tariffs. Japan, the European Union, Canada, and Mexico all hope that FaceTime with Mr. Trump will help them persuade the president to lower at least some of his highest tariffs in exchange for a range of concessions, such as high military spending, action against China, and cuts to tariffs and other trade barriers on U.S. companies. The hope from America's trading partners is that direct contact with the president can break through impasses. Mr. Trump's team pledged to complete dozens of deals by a July 9th deadline, but the administration has only struck a narrow pact with the United Kingdom and what amounts to a truce with China. Several sticking points remain with other trading partners, particularly Trump's tariffs on automobiles, steel, and aluminum. A senior administration official said Mr. Trump's team feels less of an urgency to complete individual trade deals with Canada and Mexico, given the nations are part of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which is set for a crucial review in 2026. Around the world, protesters used water guns against unsuspecting tourists in Barcelona and the Spanish island of Mallorca on Sunday as demonstrators marched to demand a rethink of an economic model they believe is fueling a housing crunch and erasing the character of their hometown. The marches were part of the first coordinated effort by activists concerned with the ills of over-tourism around Southern Europe's top destinations. While several thousands rallied in Mallorca in the biggest gathering of the day, hundreds more gathered in other Spanish cities, as well as in Venice, Italy, and Portugal's capital, Lisbon. Around 5,000 people gathered in Palma, the capital of Mallorca, with some toting water guns as well as chanting, "Everywhere you look, all you see are tourists." The tourists who were targeted by water blasts laughed it off. Many of these locations are favorites for British and German sunseekers. Housing costs have skyrocketed as homes are diverted to the short-term rental market. Back in the U.S., millions of Americans are seeing their credit scores suffer now that the U.S. government has resumed referring missed student loan payments for debt collection. After 90 days of non-payment, student loan servicers report delinquent or past due accounts to major credit bureaus, which use the information to recalculate the borrower's credit score. Falling behind on loan payments, therefore, can affect an individual's credit rating as severely as filing for personal bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York reported that in the first 3 months of 2025, 2.2 million student loan recipients saw their scores drop by 100 points, and an additional 1 million had drops of 150 points or more. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.